Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 42. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
And today we will be discussing the tech news and anything else we seem relatively interesting and want to talk about.
Tech focused, but in the end, we're going to talk about what we want.
Geek related, probably. Nah,
we can talk about whatever. 75%. It's our show. In the end, we can talk about whatever.
We'll be discussing, today is March 8th, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah, back to the two of us tonight. You may have noticed recently we've had a few guests. You may have noticed Matt Fowler.
At Fowler FF.
On Twitter. Steven was on recently.
At Schmuller.
Schmuller. Josh hasn't been on in a while, but you may know him as At the Nyman. And if you remember back to 1982, you may remember Pat McGivern joined us one time.
1982? Yeah. I don't think he was alive in 82.
Yeah, well, that was when he was here. It was that long ago.
Oh.
Hammock time with a Y.
Instead of an I.
If you've been following us on Facebook at all, you would have noticed that, in fact, we have also started...
You want to know what's weird?
Another website?
Pat hasn't even started Timeline yet. What is his problem?
I thought you had to.
That's what I thought, but his clearly isn't Timeline.
Not at all?
Nope. Anyways. Another website.
Bleedgeek.com/movies.
Movies. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So go check out what's going on there if you want, or don't. Do whatever you want, I guess, really. You're your own person. It's true.
That's do what you got to do.
But anyways, we have our 1 year coming up.
May 19th.
We're going to be live.
Not to be confused with March. May.
It's a Saturday. We'll be live at about 4 from, Cafe Zia in Roseville here. Essentially off County Road C and Lexington, but really it's a block down from there. Zia. So if you're interested, you should definitely join us there. As it will be an interesting time, to say the least, I'm sure. Whether or not it'll be exciting.
It's going to be exciting.
I mean, technically, we're always live, but like in front of a studio audience will be different. Technically, it won't be a studio audience. It'll be a live audience because we won't be in the studio either. Right?
They have alcohol there. It's going to be a good show.
They're actually, I think they finally, they had the other day, because I like them on Facebook.
Ooh.
They released a new dinner menu. I think they're staying open later during the week now. And
really?
They said they just got a new beer and wine list as well.
So you're saying I should check it out?
Yeah, go like them.
I'm gonna.
Like them on Facebook.
Like them on Facebook. Do you know what their Facebook is?
Cafe Zia or my Cafe Zia maybe. Cafe Zia. It is just /Cafe Zia. 366 likes. 7 people are talking about this.
Oh, there it is. Wait, I show one with 41 likes.
Yeah.
Probably
you go
not
to
it.
Facebook. Cafe Zia.
There's like 10 of them.
No, go to facebook.com/.
Oh, 129 likes?
366, I said.
Oh, there's like 10 of them. Facebook.com/. Okay.
It's official. Zia. Cafe Zia is officially the best coffee shop in Roseville. Thanks for everyone who voted.
Oh. That's pretty sweet. I'm going to like them.
Did you find it finally?
Yep. I'm going to spam them.
Apparently they have live music Friday, March 9th.
Isn't that the open? Oh, never mind.
That's not what it says.
I know.
I'm just reading what it says, Randy. But we're going to be there on May 19th. So you should all join us. Especially you, Com. And afterwards we will also be doing something else.
We need
as yet to be determined.
We need to keep on going. I'll make notes for myself for after.
Why don't you make notes for yourself for after? So yeah, that's all the news we got going on, and we also are gonna have shirts. Do you find out for sure? Definite on the shirts. We haven't heard back from the guy.
I was supposed to.
So we're gonna have shirts for sale soon. So if you have interest, pay attention because we will have answers for you about that very soon.
Very soon.
Without any more ado, do you want to just get into the news of the week?
Let's do it.
So yesterday, you may or may not have heard, there was an event held by a small company. What? Am I out of control?
It's really loud. Thank you.
Because I'm close or because I was touching it? Because
it's like really.
There's no filter. Just stop me.
Dang. Anyways.
You may have noticed a small company having a announcement.
Small company?
Large company in the world, maybe. Apple.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them. Randy's never heard of them. Perhaps you have. Maybe you haven't. They released their new iPad and Apple TV as well, for those of you that care about that, which I do. Yes, I was moving again. I gotta leave it alone. Is that what you're looking at?
Yes. You're like a little kid.
I know. I can't handle it. So, the iPad was announced yesterday. Pretty much knew everyone had kind of, the rumors were more or less accurate on what was coming. The biggest thing, I think, at least for me, is the Retina display. What's the exact?
2024?
20, no. So, it was
20, I don't remember.
It was doubled 1980, right?
No.
Whatever. It's a large display.
Big.
It's very large.
Big but small. You're killing me.
What,
smalls.
It's not me.
2048-1536.
Yeah, that's what I said. 2040.
8.
It's off by 8 pixels.
8 pixels.
No one's going to notice those 8 pixels. Let's be honest.
I got nothing.
Yeah. So that was the biggest thing. It's like, what did it say? 160 some pixels per inch. Do you have it in front of you?
A million. No, I don't.
Okay. I think it was in that range.
We'll say a million.
Yeah, a million. We'll say a million. It has a quad core graphics chip. Still a dual core processor, but
yeah.
It's kind of weird how they worded that.
And yeah, I don't know.
What
is interesting? I don't know. I expected quad core processor, honestly.
Well, they gotta leave something for it to amp up the iPhone with, the next iPhone.
The iPhone 5.
Well, it'll probably be called the iPhone. Because really, it'll be the 6th one.
So is the iPhone newer than the iPhone 4S?
It will be in the future.
Is the iPad newer than the iPad 2?
Some
they just, they're just get they're out of control. No, I'm just kidding. We talked about this already. They're getting their stuff fixed.
We'll discuss that in a bit.
Anyways.
So, a Retina display, new graphics, a new A5X processor.
Correct.
It will have LTE.
Yeah.
Did not have a Thunderbolt port.
Nope.
I think we didn't bet, I guess, for you. Were we going to bet on it? Is that what you said? 20 bucks? You said 20 bucks. And then I wouldn't do it.
No, I said that was the one on that betting site that I thought would be interesting to bet on.
Right.
I don't see the iPad as having external ports other than a headphone jack.
And the dock connector is still there.
Right.
So they didn't eliminate that.
But yeah, no. LTE, both Verizon and AT&T. I saw the they announced that you can use it as a hotspot.
Providing the carriers allow you to.
Is it with AT&T?
Verizon will allow it at launch.
Which is pretty crazy.
Which, Verizon actually has a much larger LTE network already set up. AT&T actually only has LTE in 9 cities right now, or 13. 9 or 13. Not Minnesota. Like, 5 of them are in Texas, so. And there's that. It did not get Siri. However, it did get voice dictation.
Do you think that was cool?
I think.
Does anybody really care about that?
Honestly, that's, I think, one of the things I would use Siri for the most if I had Siri, is talk to text. But then again, I think on my phone, it's way more convenient than necessarily on my iPad. I think it speaks to doctors more. If it works well, that field, because they push it a lot in the medical field. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think in that sense, it would make sense. Possibly. Depending on how well it works. Am I forgetting something? LTE. That allows you to teleport from place to place.
Nice. But you have to have the app from the Apple. App,
right.
And it's only available to Steve Jobs.
Right.
Right now.
From beyond the grave. am I missing anything that I had?
Besides a with crazy all the good upgrade, revolution? With all of the resolution? Upgraded stuff, it still has the same battery length as the iPad 2.
Right. 10 hours. 9 hours on LTE.
Do you buy it?
Am I going to?
No. Do you buy, like, the battery 10 length? Hours? Yeah. I can't see 10 hours. Like, is that, like, they don't ever say, like, what is 10 hours? Is that, like, with it, the brightness turned all the way down?
I feel like my iPad lasts forever.
10 hours, though? Like, if you were playing with it for 10 hours straight, would it last?
Probably when I first got it.
All right. I'll give it to you then.
But, I mean, if I was watching movies the entire time, probably a little less. But it's got to be close around there. Like, the battery did last forever. Does still. It still lasts a long time, depending on what you're doing with it. That's the biggest thing, I think, that helps it stand out from other tablets, is I hear a lot of bad batteries.
Right.
Well, not one. It's more than just the one thing. But the state of tablets otherwise, I think, is a little shaky right now.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I mean, there wasn't much that, I mean, everything that you didn't see
coming.
Right. You know, everything that was predicted kind of happened. I mean, it all honestly, to me, kind of lost its luster with how much hype there actually is over all of the stuff. Because we've been talking about the new iPad since the iPhone came out. The 4S.
Right.
And that was, what, in October?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just like, as soon as the iPhone came out, it's like, oh, man, what's next? iPad. And it's like, oh, my gosh.
I was thinking about it. Like, I started to watch the keynote video last night, and I was like, I kind of wish I hadn't had read any of the rumors. I mean, it's impossible to avoid.
No, it's not.
Well, not for me. Not impossible, but, like, you know, like, the rumors are, like, they're huge.
You just don't click on the link, Mike.
Well, it says in the title.
Not always.
Usually.
All of the ones on, like, the Virgin Gizmodo were iPad 3, what we know, updated.
Well, yeah, after a while, but at first it's like, whoa, is this going to happen? But
anyways.
But I don't know. It was like, yeah, like you said, like, although I would like to play with one to see the screen, but then I'm afraid that I won't like my screen anymore, so maybe I better not.
I don't know. Like, I saw some screenshots.
But it's hard to, like, really see screen, like...
Like, I saw ones that were zoomed in that were comparison of, like, the same apps. And it's like, I mean, first off, those apps were, like, upscaled to look better on the new screen also. So it's like, it's not really, like, apples to apples. No pun. I mean, it was like, it's like, have you ever seen, like, at Best Buy when they have the TV screen split in half and they're showing the same channel in both halves?
But or, when like, you when look they had the bottom left. It was when they had Blu-ray. They did, like, there was crazy stuff.
There was one back, I know, at the Roseville store. They had a state, like, where the clerk's counter was back in TVs. They had one TV up on the wall back there, and it was like, this is the difference between 1080p and 720 HD. But if you looked at the 1080p one, they were watching the sports channel in HD, and the other one was on the standard channel. It's like, get the F out of here. Are you kidding? Like, that's not even the same comparison at all.
Right.
Freaking buttholes.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think, like, but knowing that the Retina display on my iPhone is so much, because I had an iPhone before it, you know, like, I know that it's insanely better. Like,
how do they call it I don't know. It's
their made up term for it, but it's within, like, I know that when it's just called that because they designated
because it can't get any better.
A certain, actually, like, scientifically, they did check it, like, how much your eye can actually distinguish, like, pixel per inch, and it was tested by some lab. Like, they're like, we're gonna see if they're telling the truth, and it turned out it was pretty close to accurate. The pixel density isn't quite as large as it is on the iPhone, though, which is funny, I think. Because I think it's like, I want to say it's like 160. I don't know the numbers, but overall, Yeah, it was a boost in specs, really. I mean, what else are they? They're really not going to change. I mean, where else are they going to go, right?
After this?
Yeah, like,
the only
thing
is just better hardware.
That's what I mean. It's just a boost in specs. Like, it's a slight a bit thicker and it's a slight a bit heavier, but...
Yeah, I mean, it was like...
It's like a tenth of a pound heavier and, like, 10 millimeters thicker. Or,
no, it wasn't 10 millimeters, because that would be, like, an inch.
A centimeter?
10 millimeters
is a centimeter.
Oh, yeah, 10... So, a half inch. It's not a half inch thicker.
Yeah.
It was, like, 0.0 something
seven
millimeters.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not enough to for anybody to care.
And then they also released a new Apple TV. Oh, but, okay, going back, I guess, for the iPads, they have the same price points, 400, or 500, 600, 700, and then an extra 130 for the 4G versions, the LTE versions, which is what it was for the 3G versions. And the from what I've seen, all the pricing of the data is all staying the same through the carriers as it is for the 3G versions, which is, like, about $30 a month, I believe, for... Like 5 gigs.
Were you surprised at all that there was no 128 gig version?
No, because I think...
Or are they saving that?
Maybe. I think it gets a little more costly at that point. Maybe it's not worth it for them yet. Because the flash... I mean, that's one of the more expensive pieces on the whole hardware, I think, is the flash
right
memory. So I think a big part of that is the fact that it's getting expensive at that point. So I don't know, but maybe they are keeping it for later. Or maybe they're pushing the cloud so much anyway that they really just don't think you need it. I don't know. I think it seems crazy. Like, I have a 16 gig for my phone and for my iPad now. Like, and sometimes I only have 3 gigs free about on my iPad and 5 on my phone, but...
And you have 6... Is your both phone and iPad 16 gigs?
Yep. And so, I mean, it's like... I could see if I wanted to keep a lot of movies, which maybe on a with a better display and stuff, but then again, I don't watch... I have one movie on my iPad right now. But... But the apps are going to get bigger, too. And then they're pushing, they released iPhoto for both the iPhone and the iPad, and they updated all three of the iLife apps. So iMovie and GarageBand also got updates with more features that are only available on the iPhone 4 and up, and the iPad 2 and the new iPad. But it's funny because you have to have they released iOS 5.1. which you have to have to get all that stuff. So as soon as I updated my phone, I had, like, every Apple app I had wanted to be updated.
Is 5.1 available to everybody or just to developers?
No, everybody. It's been out to developers for a while in the works. So.
And you just did it? Why did you wait?
Because there wasn't anything... There's nothing really revolutionary in it.
Yet you updated the day it came out.
Well, because then it was... The Gold Master. Oh, to get all the new stuff that they just released, you had to have 5.1.
I get it.
But, yeah. And they released their new iTunes, which gives 1080 content. Because the new Apple TV they released is also... The current Apple TV only does 720. The new Apple TV does 1080 and has a new UI and one-upped its processor to the A5, but other than that, and that's staying at the same price point, and both the new iPad and the Apple TV are available on March 16th. So, yeah, I don't know.
For people who are listening live, so chat has been being a biatch to me as well, so tinychat.com/bleedgeek.
Maybe we'll have to find a new chat client.
Anyways, I just thought I'd tell people.
But yeah, overall, and then, I mean, at the end of the keynote, Tim Cook said that they're going to have a lot more innovation this year, as if like a kind of, we're going to put out a lot of things this year, possibly referencing an Apple TV. I mean, There's been speculation, but it could just be anything. I mean,
it took me. Well, I mean, I had to ask you while I was on chat because they were like Apple TV, and I was like, "Holy crap! Are you kidding me? This is the first thing that they come out with."
No, that's what,
like,
yeah,
like because they had like the picture of the TV.
That and would I was definitely like, be its own whoa. Event.
I was like, "Oh my word!" And it looked awesome, like just black. I mean, that's it. That's not what an Apple TV would look like at all, but it looked cool. And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. But then
I was like, okay, this isn't breaking news then.
Yeah. But it's still, it's a nice upgrade. And I think the price point is decent, $99 for a little. They always refer to it as a hobby, but I like it. So anything else you want to say about Apple?
Knock it off.
Knock what off?
Everything.
Why?
Get off the pedestal.
Really, they are pretty much owning the tablet market. Oh, the other thing I thought was interesting.
What? I was going to pull up. Keep going. I was going to pull up some Twitter facts. Some Apple facts that I posted.
Was the amount of iPads sold versus the amount of PCs sold by every other company, pretty much. They ship more iPads last quarter than, I think it's Lenovo, Dell, HP.
Not to be confused with combined.
Right. No, each individually.
Yep. Yeah. HP was close. Like, I mean,
but to think that that's just the iPads they were selling, like.
Right. But it's silly to compare that because it's like, oh, guess how many.
Well, their big push was that they're moving into a post-PC world.
I was trying to think of like a good example of what I could rebut, anyways, with to that, because it's like, oh, hey, look, we sold this many. I got nothing. Really can't think of anything, but it's not even the same comparison though. Like I understand that it's the post PC, but they make it sound like. Like when they showed that graph, and I wish I would have captured a screenshot of that graph, and I'm sure I could find it, but it was like 15.6 million iPads, and then it was like 15.4 laptops from HP.
HP was just barely below it, but.
And then it's like.
Then they kind of tapered off from there.
Right, but I think altogether it was like 70 million devices in total, which, I mean, like 15 million is a good chunk of those, but that's still. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, that's, you know, it's not.
It would have been interesting to see how many laptops they had sold in that list. I think that would have been an interesting number. You know, like a combination of, but yeah, Tim Cook was Tim Cookish. It's no Steve Jobs.
It's true,
but.
No, like I said though, no, yeah, it wasn't, there was nothing overly surprising.
Well, we kind of knew everything that was coming, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I still won't get one, I don't think.
And they're keeping the iPad.
I might get an iPad 2.
They're keeping the 2s around at $100 off. Right. And actually right now they have them refurbished for $350 on their site.
Really?
Yep.
Dang. For a 16 gig model?
Yeah.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
Remember how that guy just bought.
I thought that when I saw it.
If you don't know what we're talking about, a friend of ours just sold his iPad 2.
His iPad 1.
It was a 1?
Yeah.
For $320?
No.
I thought you said
$280. But still.
Holy crap. Idiots.
Do you want to talk about Google?
Sure.
Do you know anything about Google Play?
Google Play, I honestly don't. I caught. I mean, they're trying to combine.
Essentially, services. They're rebranding everything they have. They relaunched the Android market and the Google Music. And they have a bookstore, right?
I wish. Yes.
And that's it right now. And then they're possibly getting into movies, or they are already selling movies.
Are already.
And so all of these things are being rebranded as one store called Google Play, Which kind of makes sense for the music in movies. Some apps, I guess. But books is kind of weird, and they're talking about maybe doing magazines. But essentially, it's they're just trying to build it into one ecosystem. Because from I've never tried to use the Android Market a little bit, but I think there's like a ton of different Android stores you can go to, right?
Well, you can. There's the Market, which is the official sponsored one, but there's
but like each carrier or like each like does Samsung have its own store or HTC? I think one of them does.
I guess I'm not sure. I mean, I could see that, but there's still...
And I know Amazon has theirs.
Right, but there's still only one. I mean, and that's one of the love it or hate it features, I guess, of
right
Android. But yeah, I guess I'm not sure. With Motorola, it's only one.
But with Google Play, they are trying to streamline everything, kind of like an iTunes. Like, it's funny because I saw a lot of people making fun of the name, but then at the same time, it's like iTunes is still called iTunes. Like, it's not just music, it's
right
everything. So it's not like they have a great name either. But yeah, so they're just rebranding. And actually, it's the first time I've looked at it when I logged into Google Music for the show tonight. And it's got a weird little multicolored play symbol next to it. And yeah, it's kind of... Kind of going along with them trying to streamline everything into just being one service, essentially. So it makes sense for the most part, I think. And hopefully they do better with their store, because I've not heard really good things.
Right.
Is there any interesting news about Ice Cream Sandwich?
They have... I mean, we talked last week, gave a short... compiled list of devices that were scheduled to get the ice cream sandwich upgrade. Samsung has come out and said that the Galaxy S2 will be getting the update in 2 days. So today's Thursday, Saturday, the 10th, they'll be getting it. Which is crazy. It like completely, I mean, it makes sense because that's the next... Well, that has to be their top-selling phone right now, by far.
And it's rumored that the S3 is coming out in April.
Oh, man.
So.
I seriously hate the phone market. Like, I mean, that's what I get. That's one nice thing about being an Apple fan, I guess, because you only have to worry about one phone a year.
Right.
But, I mean, I guess it's a good and bad, because you only get updates for hardware once a year, if you choose, but...
Well, it's like with Android, case, I've skipped every other.
But it's like with Android, it's not tough to pick one, but it's like, oh man, in 2 months, there's going to be another better one out. And it's like, I already feel like I'm behind the times then.
Well,
I haven't read anything about the S3. Have you seen anything about it?
I saw the rumored specs.
I'll have to look it up after.
Because I was talking to Josh about it because he was looking at getting it, and that's what he says he thinks he's going to wait for now.
And they said, you said in April. Oh, April's only a month away.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If that.
Let me see if I can find any specs.
Makes it difficult.
Oh, Samsung says no Galaxy S3 release in April. But the rumor was, Samsung offered no comment. Is what I'm seeing here. Is this from? But I know it had. Ice cream sandwich, or it didn't. It said ice cream sandwich. Rumors, no specs. It says. I know I saw supposed specs though somewhere, but I can't find it right now. But yeah, it's rumored to come out in April. But I guess Samsung says no. But I mean, it seems to be about time. I think I would still get a Galaxy Nexus, personally. But it's hard because. Does Samsung skin their phones too? Do you know?
I honestly don't know. If they do, it's not as much as other brands, aka Motorola, do.
HTC is a huge offender of that, but the Sense 4 is supposed to be pretty good. A lot less. But yeah, so. If you don't want to wait for the S3 or if you have the S2, you can get an ice cream sandwich in the next couple days, hopefully, as long as that's true, which it seems to be. Do you want to talk about any hacker news? Do you know anything about Speaking of Google, though, first.
Oh, yes.
We just talked about it last week, actually.
Yeah, I talked about it, yep, last week. The hacker conference that was going on this week. Chrome has been the top-tiered browser for the last, well, all 6 years that it's been, that Google's been hosting the event. They've challenged people to hack their browser to access the device, and nobody's been able to do it all 6 years, except this year. Somebody had...
It seemed like it happened pretty fast, too.
It was less than 5 minutes that he was in. And
you think he gets a job right away then, or?
I'm sure he has potential
60,000 right off the bat, right?
Yeah, 60 grand. And they had, and it was that Google was offering up to $1 million in prizes for this contest. And then the top prize for getting into Chrome was the 60,000. And then depending on the severity of the hack for other stuff was kind of based on what type of prize you'd get. So
so good job that guy, bad job Chrome.
Not really,
Chrome's still safe. I mean,
it's the only one that hasn't been hacked prior. And part of the stipulation for the contest is if you hack in, you have to provide them with the details on how you did
it.
So the end, it's good. I mean, it's only a win for Google,
right?
So that was pretty cool. Yeah, and then on to some hacker news, I guess. We've talked plenty in the past of Anonymous and Lulzsec. It's been crazy this week. Lulzsec leader, quote unquote, leader, I guess, Cebu is his screen name. I forget what his real name is. Apparently had been caught by the FBI, taken in, and he was actually, he didn't tell any of his hacker pals,
his associates,
that he had been busted. So for about 9 months, he'd been working between home and from the FBI office, still sort of ringleading the bunch. It was either him go to jail and be separated from his family or turn in his friends. And six people got arrested from around the world. They didn't say like how many were from out of the country, but the ones that are being extradited to the United States to be charged. So that was pretty crazy. And Lulzsec is a split off group of Anonymous, so it hits home pretty hard for the Anonymous group also, because a couple of those guys work pretty close with that group as well. So Anonymous has been they've been posting quite a bit of stuff like on their Twitter and whatnot, saying, you know, it's Anonymous isn't a, you know, you can't stop us. We're not a, you know, we're not a operating function. We're an idea being put into people's heads. So, like, if you ever seen the movie V for Vendetta, that's exactly how they. Well, I mean, they
always use the picture of the Guy Fawkes mask.
Yep, and that's kind of how their thing is. You know, it's like he was planting an idea, and that's their same thing. Also,
I saw a thing on, it must have been Good Morning America today. Talking about a guy who had talked to ABC via some IRC randomly, but it said basically that he used to semi be associated with either Lulzsec or Anonymous, I don't remember which, but he said that he like literally burned all his evidence and like bought a new PC and hasn't like communicated with them at all. Like he's just trying to go back to his normal life. Like they had a picture of like his stuff burning, like he like literally burned it, you know? But yeah, like he does, he thinks he's been out of it for a while, but just to be safe, like just with this guy coming out.
So nothing comes back.
Yeah. I thought that was crazy.
It's crazy. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens, you know, because like this last year was pretty big for the hacker news and stuff. 2011, last year.
Times Person of the Year the rioter, the protester.
Oh, from Boston, that guy.
No, just like as a crowd, like as a group, oh, like the protester.
Gotcha.
Like that was their person of the year. This year wasn't one person. It was like a gang, which Lil Sec and Anonymous both fit in as well. You know,
so, well, they were direct supporters of them, right? You know,
I mean, a lot of it was more aimed at like the real rebellion in Egypt and stuff, but it kind of takes everything into it. It's funny, even today on Gizmodo, I saw like they're like, not only was Cebu a hacker, but he was a bad neighbor, and they were talking about like his neighbors complaining about him. I was like, what the hell? Like,
yeah, I don't.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what comes out this in the next year or so from hackers, because I think everybody's going to be really cautious with any type of, you know, it's like, well, who do you trust? You know, it was one of their most trusted people.
It's funny. I'm surprised they knew each other on such a level that they did, like that it wasn't Anonymous. Like,
oh, you think so?
Like, I don't know. To me, it'd be like, you kind of, like,
I don't know, because
you slowly find this place, like, that you hack into, like some site where these people get together, and then it's like really a front for this, like, actual deeper site, and then, like, you pass a series of tests, but then you only exist online. Like, how many people do you, in forums, let's say, do you not know, I mean, look at just, like, you know somebody, but I mean, obviously with Rapid Resource, I guess you got to really know those people too.
Right.
But I mean, it's a different kind of world because they don't ever have anything that they would actually get together for. Like with Rapid Resource, you would go to rallies or whatever.
Right. But
like,
but you know what I mean? Like, but even before I went to like any of the rallies, but you still like, started talking to them, I guess. Yeah, you still. I mean, it's not like they're just talking about hacking stuff when they're hanging out. You know, they're still talking about real life, what's going on.
But at the same time, you'd think they'd want that little bit of anonymity just in case something like this happens.
But I think, I mean, it's not something that just happens in the course of like 2 months.
You know? Obviously,
like,
they grow their trust.
Right. These guys have been working together for years.
But I still think you would pull, like, I don't know. But I suppose when that's all you know.
Right. You know, it's like, I don't know. Yeah. You just get to know people more and more.
Yeah.
The more you hang out. So.
I get it. But.
Yeah. It's a big, big hit. Got a good article about it on bleedgeek.com. Check it out. From the Geek Report on Monday, I think.
Cebu.
Indeed. Do you want to talk about the Steam Box?
Yeah. So.
Is that like a sauna?
Yeah. It's sort of like a sauna.
Nice.
There has been some sources saying that Steam is working on its own like set-top box / video game competitor, or essentially maybe not even work. There's two trains of thought of which way it could go. One is in the Android sense, which they're building a standard, and then OEMs can kind of build boxes as they see fit that are super customizable. Essentially, they'll be PCs, but game consoles. In a way.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thought is that they're actually working on one themselves that'll be really upgradable, and you know, you'll be able to play the Steam games that are already out. They actually did have a patent within the last year or so for a controller that got approved for them. So I mean, it's very, very likely that they're trying to take on Big Brother, so to speak. Like they're super underdogs in that category, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I could totally see it happen. I mean, even Android was just a nobody at that point, you know, when they started, especially if they go about it that route or
flood the market,
whatever they do. But it's just speculation right now. I think if they do anything, I think you'll see a move at E3, which has got to be coming up. I want to say probably May. Do you know by chance when E3 takes place?
I feel like I should know it.
It is June 5th to 7th.
5th through the 7th.
2012.
Correct.
So, I mean, maybe we'll know more then. There was some release footage / an update of Halo 4 this week. Yeah, I kind of switched them. Don't worry about that. Halo 4, because there was some gamer conference that happened this week. Game Developers Conference, CDC. Game Developers Conference? No, that doesn't make sense. CDC.
GDC.
Is that what it was?
I think Game GDC.
Whatever, there was some conference. GDC. But Halo 4 was shown. It's coming this fall, I guess. This is the first game not made by Bungie, who has made all the others, so that'll be interesting.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's by 343. Is it 343 or is it 434? 343 Productions, which is, I think, a company that was a Microsoft company.
Don't know.
But a lot of the people, a few of the Bungie people did move over to it, so it's still some of the same people are working on it. But the footage they showed looked really great. Of course, it's always hard to tell what's real and what's video, and what's actual gameplay. They say that supposedly it is more centered on the story and they're tying in the multiplayer with the story. Although they said they're making all the multiplayer maps. It's not like a revamp of something you see in the game. It's especially
they're
made
their own
just for, you know,
they're focused on multiplayer.
They're to base it. Yeah. Like for things that capture the flag, whatever.
That's the way it should be.
Right.
I would go off.
I mean, like, half of the maps in the other game were, and half of them were made, you know, just for multiplayer. Well, but some of them were, like, locations that you played during the game, like, kind of, like, blocked off entrances sort of deal.
Well, it's like, I mean, it reminds me sort of playing Unreal Tournament back in the day. Like, if you wanted to play Capture the Flag, they were completely different maps. And that's what the maps were set up and balanced for, was
right.
For Capture the Flag. And if you wanted to play, you know, Deathmatch, that's et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. And essentially, they also kind of hinted that they didn't say a trilogy, but that's going to be my guess, is that this is going to be another trilogy, like a secondary trilogy. Like, there'll be a 4, 5, and 6. Because they said they have, like, a decade's game plan worth of video games. And so I'm sure it'll be maybe a release title even on the 720 or 1080, whatever they call it, the next Xbox.
Can dig that.
But overall, I mean, the footage I saw, did you watch? There was a trailer, I think. Did you watch it at all?
The Halo?
I mean, it looked pretty good, and they said they're just trying to make it a lot more realistic, and then supposedly it's going to be a completely new enemy. Some dark ancient enemy is what they're saying.
Yeah.
I've seen speculation that it was possibly the Forerunners, but people also thought that that wouldn't make sense, because they said it was something new, and that has been...
old news?
Old newsed.
I don't know. It looks cool. The graphics look really good.
Yeah. There's also... announced yesterday, Sims 5, is it? SimCity 5?
SimCity? A new SimCity.
Yeah. And the trailer for that looked spectacular.
Awesome.
Although it was, again, hard to tell what's actual gameplay and what's...
Video.
It's coming out on the PC. They didn't mention whether or not it would be on the Mac right away or if it would come later. But they said right now they're focused on the PC version, but it looked really good.
I love me some SimCity.
Right? Who doesn't?
Seriously. That was awesome.
An addicting game.
Yeah. When we went to Australia the first time, we went to this game conference there, and they gave everybody free copies of SimCity 2000, and that, like, that's the one that got me in, because they had it for Super Nintendo, and I had it on my computer. Played the crap out of that game. So awesome. Buildings bring down, and then Godzilla's coming in, and
right,
tearing crap up. It's like, oh.
But after you're done watching us or listening to the show, you should look for the trailer, or maybe we'll throw it up on our Facebook page. So go check out our Facebook page, and if you haven't, go ahead and like that. And in the last bit of gaming, last bit of news altogether, Angry Birds in Space is coming out.
Do they have helmets?
No, did you? They had a little teaser trailer, and they released a full trailer today, and it was actually a real astronaut on the space station who did the demo for him. But it's really funny to watch, because the guy's like a nerd, because he's an astronaut. He's in space, and he makes like a rubber band, but actually the concept is pretty cool. There's another game that was
my bad
on my. I have on my iPhone. I can't think of the name, but essentially the idea is that there are planets and there are gravity fields. And when you send something shooting, it goes straight until affected by said gravity field and then starts to curve. And so actually when they showed the trailer, they only showed a little bit of footage, but it actually looks pretty cool. And it's nice to see them actually innovating a little bit again. Because it'll be the first new game in over a year, I believe. So maybe we'll throw both the Halo one and the Angry Birds one on our Facebook and or our website or both. Or maybe on our Tumblr. Who knows?
Good one.
But yeah, I believe that is all the news we have for today. Do you have anything else you would like to say, Randy? News. Any other news you would like to talk about before we do our exit spiel?
I got nothing.
So, as we said, we are going to be doing a live show for our 1 year. Not live like we're doing now live, but live where you can come and hang out with us live.
You can
see us. It's hard to tell. Cause, like,
you can give us a high five
live. I always feel bad saying live because I'm like, well, technically this is live. You know what I mean?
You can give us a high five live.
A high five live.
Yep.
At Cafezia.
Cafezia.
We need to email them.
That was what I was going to talk about after.
Right. And then also, we will be selling shirts soon, so look out for that. Make sure you check out our other site, bleedgeek.com/movies. And of course, you can find us all over social media. Facebook.com/bleedgeek. Twitter.com/bleedgeek. BleedGeek/Tumblr.com or .tumblr.com. Nothing going on there, but don't worry about it. And just our site, BleedGeek.com, for your daily dose of geek reportage.
That's true.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I guess, really.
It's true again.
Our quad weekly.
Also true.
But yeah. I feel like I'm forgetting something. You can out. But if you have anything you'd like to say or tell us, there are other ways to get a hold of us. If you don't want it to be public, you could
send us an email.
An email at
fans@bleedgeek.com.
Or if you don't like typing or you don't want to dictate into your new iPad, which isn't out until March 16th, you can leave us a voicemail. Give us a call at
406-79-GEEKS.
Which is also
406-79-4337.
3357.
Damn.
Missed,
I missed
the
one.
K. The K.
That's all right.
And of course, you can follow us individually on Twitter. I am at Mike037.
I am at TheCrandall.
He finally changed it, actually right after our podcast last week.
It's true. The Crandall.
The Crandall. He finally made a change. So, but if you were following him before, you automatically got moved. So no worries there.
Correct.
Because I know you guys were worried about that. The fear.
They were.
But yeah, that's all I got.
Same here.
So with that, I am Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
And thanks for listening.
iPad 3.